Jamaica being urged to capitalize on the expanding entertainment tourism market. Find out more on this edition of Tourism Roundup. Also, stick around for our No Jamaica segment. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett says Jamaica must capitalize on the music tourism market as a means of further diversifying the island's tourism product. Minister Bartlett noted that music tourism is expanding, adding that Jamaica can position itself as the top entertainment destination in the region. He adds that he is positioning the tourism sector to work strategically with the music industry to create valuable products and experiences for visitors.
Tapping into their passion points, we are placing special focus on developing entertainment tourism as part of our growth strategy. But as good as our current offerings may be, we have to be constantly innovating and focusing on growing our earnings per visitor and retaining more of those earnings in Jamaica.
The tourism minister highlighted that market research needs to be carried out in order to determine the opportunities in the entertainment subsector. This will ensure that Jamaica develops a high-quality entertainment tourism product.
If we do not invest in this subsector, we will miss a valuable opportunity to put heads in beds. I think that we are taking a lot of things for granted in our own developmental process. We are believing that because we have music, then everybody wants to hear it. We are believing that because we dance, everyone wants to see how we dance. We are believing that because we can do poetry and repeat verses with great eloquence, it means that everybody wants to hear the narratives that we are putting forward.
Training of key stakeholders will be important to the development of Jamaica's entertainment tourism product.
And I'm excited about the prospects of training and building capacity, because it is through training and capacity building that we will be able to have not just authentic entertainment presentations, but we'll have the distinctive and differentiative type of presentation that will make Jamaica stand out, and we'll have people coming again and again to get more and more of the Jamaican cultural offerings.
Jamaican music is also an important element in growing the subsector through the hosting of various music festivals.
Our music, of course, continues to set Jamaica apart from rival destinations. And the resounding success of music festivals like Reggae Sumfest and Sting have helped to enhance our international profile significantly. Each year, more and more reggae music fans converge on the island to enjoy great music and the offerings of a remarkable destination.
Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett. In tourism news this week, Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett has announced that Jamaica's tourism sector continues to grow despite enhanced security measures in St. James. Minister Bartlett notes that a team from the ministry has engaged key markets to shore up and sustain stakeholder confidence in the destination. Jamaica recorded overall growth of 5.4% for the first 6 months of the year, with stopover arrivals increasing by 5.9% and cruise by 4.8% over the same period last year.
In terms of earnings, we are pleased even more. Over the same period, for the first half of the year, we've earned $1.6 billion. And 7.3% increase over last year.
Located in the center of downtown Kingston, St. William Grant Park is named in honor of the 1938 Labour leader William Grant, who was an associate of former Prime Minister and national hero Sir Alexander Bustamante. Formerly known as Victoria Park, in honor of Queen Victoria of England, the park's name was changed after independence. In the park are several monuments, the principal one being that of Queen Victoria. To the north of the park is the statue of national hero Norman Manley, and to the south is the statue of national hero Sir Alexander Bustamante. That's it for this week's Tourism Roundup. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Andre Palmer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.